The German city of Frankfurt figures in today's GeoQuiz. It's one of nine German cities hosting matches in the Women's Soccer World Cup. This weekend in Dresden, the U.S. goes up against a strong Brazilian team led by superstar Marta, and defending champion Germany plays Japan in the city of Wolfsburg. In Frankfurt, thousands of fans gather to watch the games on big screens set up along the river that runs through the city. Which river is that? That's what we want to know. This tributary of the Rhine forms part of the inland waterway link from the North Sea to the Black Sea, and it's a great place to kick back and take in the games. We'll talk soccer and get the answer in a few minutes. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you happen to be in Frankfurt, Germany tomorrow night and wanted to watch on a big screen as Germany takes on Japan in a Women's World Cup quarterfinal soccer match, then head down to the river. That's where reporter Inga Radl of the German press agency has been watching the games as Germany hosts the Women's World Cup. Inga, what river is it that runs through Frankfurt, and what's the scene there when the soccer games are on?
It's called Main, the river. And we used to have three huge screens floating on the river, but for tomorrow's game, Germany against Japan, they're going to put a fourth screen there, actually, because there have been 15,000 people so far watching their games, and so it was so crowded that they're going to put another screen. And yeah, it's a really awesome atmosphere. You have beer, you have sausage, of course, you have a lot of families. Like, Germany is discovering women's soccer, and that's pretty interesting. And there are so many fans, and also, like, millions in front of the TV screen. 18 million watching the German games, and that's been a really exciting World Cup so far to us here in Germany.
So the answer to our GeoQuiz, courtesy of German reporter Inga Radl, is the River Main that runs through Frankfurt. But the main stage for the quarterfinal game on Sunday is Dresden, when all eyes will be on the Brazil versus U.S. match. ESPN sports writer Joanne Gerstner joins us. The U.S. didn't want to be in a position, Joanne, of having to play Brazil in the quarterfinals, but they lost to Sweden this week, and voila, now they have to take on superstar Marta and Brazil. What are the keys to this game?
The keys are that the U.S. is going to have to step up their game dramatically. It's not just Marta. They have Rosana, Cristiana, Formiga, you name it. They have so many first-name stars that if the U.S. plays the way they did against Sweden, which frankly was subpar, they might get blitzed.
U.S. and Brazil are two of the eight teams in the quarterfinals this weekend. Remind us who else will be playing.
Well, you have Sweden versus Australia, and then you have the game that I will be covering, and that is England versus France here in Leverkusen. And the other game, which will be the marquee game of Sunday, as you can imagine, will be Germany versus Japan in Wolfsburg.
Kind of World War II rematch.
Well, something like that, yeah.
So, an exciting weekend of soccer ahead. Who are the top scorers you're keeping your eyes on?
Well, you already mentioned one of them, Marta. I mean, she is brilliant. What's amazing about Marta is even the top male soccer stars in the world look at her and just say, wow. So, she is that good. But I would also keep my eyes on Ellen White from England. She is a young player that was inserted into the lineup two games ago and has been really coming on. And Germany has a similar situation in that their superstar, Birgit Prinz, who is aging, has been replaced in the lineup with a younger person by the name of Inka Grings, and she scored two goals in the last game to help beat France. So there's a lot of people to watch that might really put up some goals.
So Germany is a reigning world champion. They've got some talent.
Two-time reigning champion.
Yeah, right. Germany is a two-time reigning world champion, I should say. Do you expect they'll have a place in the final?
Well, you know what? I do see them getting past Japan, and, you know, why not? I mean, Germany is amazing when they turn it on, and the only other teams I can really see hanging with them is, you know, Brazil, the United States, if they step it up, but Sweden, Australia, I don't see them. Mm. France has never been in the quarterfinals before, so this is new territory, and England is frankly shocked to even be this far, so unless something dramatic happens to improve their play, this is Germany's tournament to lose.
So, final bit of information from you, Joanne. What do you know about a possible doping scandal involving the North Korean players? FIFA is apparently investigating this.
We've seen some of the A samples. They take two samples from the athletes, and their A samples have come back with preliminary indications that there was some doping. But in general, the North Koreans have had an odd tournament, from the coach claiming that he had players struck by lightning. That's why they lost their first game, to them allegedly all getting the same type of haircut so that people couldn't tell them apart. I mean, the North Koreans have been a source of interesting drama for all of us to watch. But yeah, they're not here anymore. They lost, so yeah, they're at home watching the World Cup.
What's been the highlight for you personally so far, Joanne?
Well, I mean, just being here, my family's from Germany, so being able to come here to a country that I grew up loving, and I do speak a little bit of German, so being able to be here, travel around and see and really enjoy the respect that women are getting as high-level soccer players has been amazing. I've seen cafes packed with people, cheering, screaming, you know, just really getting into it, and that's a huge, huge, huge culture shift from a country that the only word that meant soccer was men's soccer, and now it's men and women that are getting the respect. So that's been very moving for me.
ESPN sports writer Joanne Gerstner covering the Women's World Cup in Germany. Thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome.